This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
The electors of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have cast 20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden for President of the United States and 20 votes for the Honorable Kamala D. Harris for Vice President of the United States.
It was a bureaucratic process yesterday, a constitutional formality that yielded the expected results, of which there truly was no legitimate doubt. Joe Biden is now the president-elect of the United States of America, a result that many fruitlessly would have had otherwise.
President Trump was denied no course of action he wanted to take. He took his case to Republican governors and Republican Secretary of State, as he criticized many of them, to Republican state legislatures, to Republican-appointed judges at every level. And in a case decided after the Supreme Court's latest rejection, a judge appointed by President Trump wrote, quote, "This court has allowed the plaintiff the chance to make his case, and he has lost on the merits."
The Electoral College has formally given Joe Biden a solid electoral majority of 306 votes to affirm his victory in last month's election. The results will be sent to Washington and tallied in a January 6th joint session of Congress. U.S. Representative Paul Mitchell, a retiring Republican from Michigan, says he is disaffiliating from the GOP and becoming an independent for the rest of his term, which, by the way, is only going to be of another month. In a letter to Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel, Mitchell wrote, "It is unacceptable for political candidates to treat our election system as though we are a third world nation." He also said it was unacceptable for the president to have attacked the Supreme Court for rejecting his team's lawsuit and for leaders of the House Republican Conference to do similar. Who did he vote for? He voted, by the way, for Trump. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has congratulated Joe Biden on winning the November U.S. presidential election. The Kremlin said Tuesday that Mr. Putin wished Biden every success and expressed confidence that the United States and Russia can help to solve the many problems and challenges facing the world. Numerous world leaders have already called the president-elect to offer their congratulations and discuss cooperation with the new U.S. administration. Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny released a video on Monday detailing the conclusions of a new international investigation that alleges the Russian security service FSB was behind an attempt to poison him last August. He said, "I found out who tried to kill me. I know where they live and where they work. I know their real names. I know their fake names, and I have photographs of all of them." Navalny fell into a coma in Siberia on August 20th and was later flown to Germany for treatment. The new investigation said Navalny was poisoned by a group of individuals tied to Russian security forces. It lists the names of the suspects discovered through open source documents, including flight data for individuals who flew along the same itinerary and dates as Navalny before the poisoning took place. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is stepping down from his post next week after meeting with President Donald Trump at the White House on Monday. The president tweeted that Barr, quote, "will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family." Mr. Trump posted a resignation letter from Barr that included extensive praise of the president's administration. It said Barr's last day of leading the Justice Department will be on December 23rd. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting attorney general. The United States began administering the newly approved coronavirus vaccine on Monday, with healthcare workers among the first to get shots. Critical care nurse Sandra Lindsay was the first to receive an injection in New York State, a moment heralded by outgoing President Trump, who for months had pushed for rapid development of a vaccine, even after downplaying the severity of the health crisis early on. Julie Walker has more on the vaccine from Associated Press.
The workers again will be receiving the first doses of Pfizer's vaccine.
Congratulations, Kevin.
Along with nursing home patients, 400 additional hospitals and other distribution sites get supplies today and then more in the coming days for a total of nearly 3 million doses. On Thursday, an FDA panel advises on Moderna's vaccine, which can't come soon enough. The daily death toll in the U.S. tops 2,400, according to Johns Hopkins, and is expected to grow with the holidays. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.